All right, we're going to begin in Proverbs chapter 1 tonight. Proverbs chapter 1. Thankful for those of us that are able to be here. Thankful for those watching from afar. And as we begin tonight in Proverbs chapter 1, we're going to pray for the Lord to open His Word to us here. Father in heaven, we thank You for Your goodness to us. Thank You for Your care and protection. Thank You for the news of Brother Ronk being able to make it home. And we pray for the Garamies and others that are still struggling, and those that have whatever sickness is going around here. And Lord, we pray that You strengthen us, help us to keep our eyes on You, help us to be able to be a blessing to those around us and to support the weak. Lord, we pray that You would teach us from Your Word tonight and grow us closer to You. In Jesus' name, amen. In Proverbs chapter 1, we're going to begin in verse 20. It says, "Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words, saying, How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded, but ye have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me, for that they hated knowledge, and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel, they despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of the fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil." As we were reading through this last night, it stood out to me how wisdom and what we do with it and whether we heed has a huge impact on the outcome of our life's choices. And as we look at wisdom tonight, I think we're going to notice that wisdom is not just an abstract item. It's not just something that we can talk about and define. As far as in our lives, wisdom is what affects what we do. And so it is very important. And we saw in verse 29 of Proverbs 1, they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. We could find a bunch of verses in Proverbs that talk about the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So, I've been preaching a few times lately on the fear of the Lord and the promises that are with that. But tonight we're going to see some promises specifically with wisdom. And if we were going to study all of wisdom in the Bible, it would take years. So, we're going to have to just look at a few things that the Lord's directed for us tonight. Look in Proverbs chapter 2, verse 10. Proverbs 2:10 says, "When wisdom entereth into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee." So we're talking about here something that comes into your heart and your soul that preserves your life. It's not just something that it's not just a resource that we're supposed to go after just because God says to. But it's something that's going to affect our life. It's something that's going to, it says, preserve us and keep us. We're going to look in the book of James chapter 3. James chapter 3 to see this idea of wisdom being connected with our behavior. James chapter 3 and verse 13. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. In the Bible, does the word conversation usually refer to what we're talking about or how we're acting? It refers to everything that we're doing in our life. So this is talking about showing out of a good conversation our dealings with people, everything that we do, his works with meekness of wisdom. It says in verse 14, but if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. So there's wisdom in this world that is not wise, that is not going to help us in our lives. The wisdom of the world is going to tell us what to do, and it's going to be wrong, and it's going to ruin our lives. So we have to know whether the wisdom that's being given to us, the counsel that's being given to us, is of God. And we'll see that in the next few verses here. Verse 16, for where envying and strife is, there is confusion in every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. All these things, including good fruit, gentleness, peace, purity, these are all attributes of wisdom that's from God. And so if the wisdom and the counsel that's being given to you is promoting that which is pure and peaceable and gentle and good and merciful, then that can be an identification for us of what's truly wise. Because the same passage tells us that if we're listening to wisdom that's not truly wise, but it's called wisdom, it's earthly, sensual, devilish, and we don't want to be found in that number of those that are letting the devil control what we're doing because of the wisdom that we're listening to. In Daniel chapter 2, Daniel makes a statement that tells us about the source of true wisdom and where we need to go for wisdom. It says in Daniel chapter 2 and verse 20, Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise, and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who hast given me wisdom and might, and hast made known unto me now what we desired of thee, for thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter. This story in Daniel chapter 2, Daniel and his friends were about to be killed because of the order of the king, because his wise men, he found out they were telling him lies. And Daniel needed to come up with an answer in order to save his life and the lives of his friends, but it wasn't in him. And he waited and they prayed and they got an answer from God, and he immediately acknowledged God that wisdom and might come from him. And the ability to do his job, the ability to continue living, was from God. And we need to realize in our lives that the decisions that we have to make each day, that we have to decide for our families, for our personal lives, for our friendships, for our communications. We do so much communicating these days. I have my phone. I've tried to make it a habit of praying before I pick up my phone. But I pick up my phone so many times a day to communicate with people. I can forget, but as we just constantly put forth an idea, an answer to someone. We need to have the wisdom of God to direct that. And so just because we don't feel like always our lives are in danger, our lives are at stake, then we need to plead for God's wisdom, doesn't mean that we don't need His wisdom. We're going to look at a few verses in Luke. Luke chapter 1 is also an interesting verse talking about how wisdom is connected right to our actions. Luke 1 verse 17. This is This is the angel talking to Zechariah, telling him about the ministry of John the Baptist. It says in verse 16, "And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias," that's prophesied in Malachi chapter 4, "to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." So it contrasts disobedience with wisdom. And if we're doing what's wise, we won't be disobeying. If we're disobeying, we're not doing what's wise. But then also, the verse that the Lord's been putting on my mind all day in Luke chapter 21, verse, we're going to get to verse 15, but Luke 21, starting in verse 7, the disciples are asking Jesus about the end of the world, or when his coming is going to be. In Luke 21, verse 7, "And they asked him, saying, Master, but when shall these things be? And what sign will there be when these things come to pass? And he said, Take heed that ye be not deceived. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ. And the time draweth near. Go ye not therefore after them. But when ye shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified. For these things must first come to pass. But the end is not by and by." So from here we're seeing that Jesus is saying there's going to be increasing wars, commotions. That commotion would certainly describe the unrest of our nation and our world today, and people's attitudes, people's motives and agendas, that they're trying to just create commotion. And Jesus warned that that's not even the end yet. So I believe we're talking about our day here in verse 10. "Then said he unto them, Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines and pestilences. And fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony." God says here that He's going to give them opportunities to testify for Jesus Christ through difficult situations. And if our country, if our world gets physically a lot more against what we're doing, the world's never been for what we're doing, but we can sometimes kind of float along, kind of coexist. And, you know, we take our message out to the streets, but they can ignore us for the time being, and they try to live and let live, but it's promised that it's not always going to be that easy. And he says, "It shall turn to you for a testimony." Verse 14, "Settle it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate before what ye shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist." So here, we're told that there's going to be a lot of trouble, a lot of persecution, and the time for testimony. Jesus said that He would give us a mouth and wisdom. And that's certainly going to be a time when we need the wisdom of God and the Word of God to, He says, "which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist." If we go in our own strength, if we go with our own knowledge, we're going man against man, and we read about people that have been persecuted in times past. Some of these nations that had people in the concentration camps or in prisoner camps, and the mental torture that they put on them, the psychology that they use to try to get information out of them. And they've studied their stuff. They're smarter than I am, smarter than we are probably. And that's when we're going to need the wisdom of God to know what to say. But we need the wisdom of God to know just what to tell someone anytime we're witnessing. We read about Jesus talking to people in the Bible. In John chapter 4, he knew just exactly what to say to the Samaritan woman about her life. And he knew what to bring up to the rich young ruler. He knew that his problem in his life was trusting in his riches. And God knows all these things. God knows just what people need to hear. As we're witnessing, as we're trying to reason with them about their souls, we need to depend on God for His wisdom in those situations, because that's what's going to break through the strongholds of man's own deception, of maybe of his own heart, the strongholds of rebellion against God. But God's wisdom is going to be so much more effective than our word. And I just want to finish just this short time here in James chapter 1. James chapter 1, very simple. And I believe we're going to do some praying after this. And my prayer request tonight would be from James chapter 1, verse 5. It says, I think it's a verse we all know, James 1, 5, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him." It's so simple. Many of us have it memorized. We know that God's the source of all wisdom. We know that His way, the Bible says, wisdom is better than weapons of war. Wisdom strengtheneth the wise. And we know that God's wisdom is going to be superior to what we can do to make our way through life. But I think for myself, I just need to remember to acknowledge God and ask Him for it. For every decision that I make today, tonight, tomorrow, having a family makes me feel a lot more pressure to make wise choices that I can provide and lead them in the right direction. And, you know, my livelihood as a missionary depends on me doing what God wants, because I'm not my own boss. And I think that would be a good mindset for each of us to have. For God, what do you want me to do? Which direction should I go? There's thousands of choices that we make each day. I just want to remember to acknowledge God and ask Him for wisdom in all those. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for watching out for us. We thank you for giving us your word and for the promises that you've given us, that if we ask of you, you'd give wisdom to us. And Lord, I pray for my family that you'd help us to put ourselves in a position of dependency on you and not go on what we know, but to check with you at each moment of the day for what you would choose in each spot in our lives. And we pray that you'd give us wisdom as we seek to reason with people about their souls, about eternity. Help us to know just what to answer. And we pray that your word and your wisdom would break through to people's hearts. Lord, if we are put in a position of defending ourselves, we pray that you would speak through us, Lord, and that we wouldn't have to lift ourselves up, but that you would be glorified as we speak your wisdom to others. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.